With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And she just wants the jewelry and she wants the presents.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we do. She said as much in the email. Go ahead, man. What do you think?
I think it's morally wrong on her end to wait.
Right.
If she knows that she's going to be breaking up with him, if she knows that she's getting gifts and stuff, worried about his feelings. But what about his feelings afterwards? He bought gifts, did all this stuff for her, and then turns around. Oh, by the way, we're splitting up anyway.
So let me ask you this. What if there were no, she didn't know about any gifts involved? Should she still break up with him before Valentine's Day?
I would, just because of the fact that, you know, it's Valentine's Day. You know you're going to be getting something.
What?
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
It's
wow. So why not have, you know, that aspect of like, why take this person out and do all this stuff for them, and then I still know I'm going to be breaking up with this person?
Maybe it could save the relationship. You know what I mean? Why be so harsh and heartless and break someone's heart the day before?
If I may intercede here, I have a suggestion. Since they know that perhaps the two of them may not be a long-term thing, there's no sense in throwing away a relationship that may potentially still have some value. So I'm thinking, since it's highly probable that they've already ventured to a place I don't need to completely describe on the air, that they just reduce the status of their relationship from boyfriend and girlfriend to friends with mutual interest.
So I'm the scandalous one? What the hell was that?
And I don't know on that aspect.
Well, I do, bro. That's what I'm talking about, Carla. There is some kind of mutual connection that can still be established.
Who is this reverend you've been tapping into all week? He's been coming out this week. Yeah. And it's only when you win the arguments.
Knowing you can always count on me. But sure, that's what friends are for.
Everyone needs to have friends. Friends are important.
So are benefits.
I can't agree more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.